is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back, and we're going to start a brand new Scamming Scammers. I will explain what that is for the uninitiated. Let me just cue up the music, multitasking like a mofo. All right.
Like a boss.
Like a boss, indeed. Scamming Scammers is very often it's me who's who they find. The scammers very often romance scams. They just want some sweet loving. They just want some sweet loving with the purest of intention. Not really, they're evil bastards. They're evil bastards. And they encounter fake Davin, and fake Davin's job is to woo them and romance them and keep them going for as long as possible to waste all their time so they can't bother innocent people while giving them no damn money. That's what we do here. So this is a brand new one. This is my next, the next Mrs. Fake Rosenblatt. This is Lacey Gilbert. Lacey Gilbert. And, we get it. Very good. Very nice. Okay. So this is on April 4th of 2019. A pre-pandemic world. An innocent time. When everybody was happy and nothing could go wrong and a cough was just a cough and not a reason to get you punched in the nuts.
Is it a reason to get you punched in the nuts now?
When I see Joe, I most certainly will punch him in the nuts.
Oh, but he likes that.
Right.
Yeah, it turns me on.
See? April 4th, she writes, "Hi, how are you doing?" I write, "Hi." She goes, "Thanks for following back. I hope you're enjoying Instagram." Now, I just started doing Instagram because our boy Adam told me you should really do Instagram. I don't want to do Instagram. He told me to do Instagram. So I'm like, I'm on there. I'm just on there. And immediately the scammers smell out fresh meat. I'm not looking for them. They're finding me. So she goes, "Thanks for following back. Hope you're enjoying Instagram." Enjoying it. How do you enjoy it? It's fine.
What is she, a hostess?
I don't know. She might be. She's an Insta hostess.
I guess.
I tell her you're welcome. I say it's okay. She goes, "How long have you been here?" I said, "About a week." "How long have you been here?" She says, "Almost a year." And she welcomes me to Instagram. She goes, "Davin, if I'm right." Well, yeah, because it's Davin Comedy. Good guess. I go, "Thank you, you are." I ask her if she likes Instagram. She asked me where I'm from. I text America. I ask her where she's from. She says I'm from America as well, but presently in West Africa to supply some building materials, and I'll be back as soon as I get done down here. Which really, often, I find tall, beautiful, long-haired, blonde, long blonde hair, huge-titted women often go to Nigeria to do go to a building materials company. I find that a lot.
Yeah, there's Sheetrock down there.
Is there now?
Yeah. I think that's where Lowe's is originating, isn't it?
That must be it. Lowe's. Like, lo and behold, I'm going to try to steal your money.
Yeah, right? Let's see what their immoral Lowe's are.
Yes. But hey, at least she's admitting right off the bat where she's from.
I know, that's unusual.
So we like that. I go, "Where in America are you from?" And then I ask her which country in West Africa. She's in Nigeria, she writes. I go, "Okay." She goes, "Where?"
Nothing bad ever came out of there.
No. I mean, there are lovely people in Nigeria. I'm just not sure this is going to be one of them. But I could be wrong.
Well, there's some interesting letters that come out of there, too.
Yes. But, no, this is going to be good. I feel good about it. And she asks, "Where in the United States am I from?" I tell her New York. She says, "I would like to know more about you and also tell you about myself, if you don't mind." You know, here's the thing. My avatar picture is so friggin' sexy that these women, I've just been there on a week, they sniff me out. They're like, wow, I got to get to know this guy. I want to know him. It's hard being this type of man meat, but it's not impossible.
Man meat.
Man meat.
Sorry.
Yes. So I go, sure. She goes, what do you do for fun? I go sports, workout, movies, music. What about you? She goes, I like camping, fishing, listening to music, watching movies, playing video games, and hiking. Hiking. Well, that sounds a little too much like walking, so no.
She's trying to appeal to your manly outdoorsiness.
In my picture, I am wearing leather, so good. I'm glad we're on the same page. I feel very good. I ask her what type of music. She goes, any kind of music. My type of woman.
Very agreeable.
Yeah. She goes, I hope I wouldn't be too rude if I ask how old you are. Wow. Is that right?
Well, that's not too rude.
It's a little rude. A little rude.
Why?
Because it's not goddamn Tinder or Plenty of Fish or whatever the fuck.
Well, but, I mean, what the hell else are you talking for?
I'm not! She goes, I go, LOL, 96 and a half.
Damn, you're well-preserved.
She goes, that should be 48 if I'm not very wrong.
Wow, she just damn!
That's what I said. I said, damn, girl, I'm not that old, bitch.
Ouch.
She goes, LOL, pardon me. So how old are you? How old are you now, man? That's kind of weird.
We just flash back to the 70s.
Yeah. Hey, man. I go, 44. How old are you? And I was at the time. She goes, I'm 30. Well, age is just a two-figure, but it becomes too much when it turns three digits. Oh. All right.
So she discriminates against the 100-year-old.
Well, and I wrote. It's funny you should mention that. I go, 100 is too old for you. She laughs. I say you're so superficial. She asks if I have kids. I say yes. I ask her if she does. She says no. She doesn't have any kids. She goes, wow, how is she doing? I go, why is that wow? Am I that unfuckable, LOL?
It's impossible for me to believe that you could breed with someone.
Yeah, I kind of got that vibe. She goes, what was just imagining how cute that kid would look. Oh, she's smooth.
Yes.
And I write, oh, you are smooth. And then she laughed. She goes, teasing me, right? I go, nope, you are. Probably get what you want quite often. She goes, I wish. She asks me if I am married. I say, I'm sure you bat your lashes, and the guys fall right in line. She goes, I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's what they would say if they know exactly what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. And I go, you can't fool me. She goes, no one is fooling around here. No one is fooling anyone here. Okay. That ain't that the truth. She's absolutely right. No one is fooling anyone here. Well, actually, one of us is fooling someone, but it's not what she has in mind.
Yes.
I go, okay, I agree. So then we go to April 6th, and she says, how are you? I go, I am well. How are you? She's good. She goes, did I wake you? I go, glad to hear you're good. No, you did not. She asked me how was my night? I go, pretty quiet. How was yours? This is all the introductiony stuff. Don't worry. It'll pick up, kids. It'll pick up.
Yeah. Yeah, it starts slow because they're just trying to, most of the time they're trying to, like, be normal at first.
Yes. It won't stay this way, I assure you. She goes coldy.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. And then she writes, happy weekend. I ask her what she did. She goes, just starting my day, and I don't really have much to do other than resting. And then she asks what I did. She goes, you. I go, that's nice. I have work tonight and a meeting tomorrow, but that is about it. She goes, why do you have to work at night? What's the nature of your job? I write, I am the light for those lost in eternal darkness.
What? Are you Satan?
I could be. Depends what? On your point of view. I am the light for those lost in eternal darkness.
That was not what I was expecting you to say.
Yeah, well, got to keep you guessing. She goes, I don't understand. Yes. She goes, I don't understand you, dear. I go, ghost hunter, medium.
Oh, no.
What now? What now?
I'm just... Okay, I want to see how this plays out.
What now? Why you judge now?
You're a ghost hunter. Okay.
Hey, well, our theme song is the Ghostbusters, now that I think about it.
That's true.
She goes, are you being paid for that? And if yes, I hope it's worth it. I go, you don't think it's a good job? She goes, it's good. She goes, I hope you're well paid for working this hard. I go, well, this is an act of love, but I do okay with it. I do okay with it financially. She goes, okay. She asks what my plans are for the weekend. I go, I have some meetings. What about you? We already fucking did this. She's doing nothing today other than resting. I go, that sounds lovely. So she wishes me an awesome weekend, and I wish the same. I say I wish the same for you, Lacey. And she goes, "Thanks, dear." She already with the deer. We're already with the deer.
Yeah. Well, she also said that to you before.
Right.
She was asking. I forget which question she asked, but she was already like deer or hun or something.
Yeah.
Oh, he fall in love with you within seconds.
Well, can you blame him?
No.
They love the ghost hunting cock.
is that how you search for the ghost then?
With my ghost hunting
cock?
Whip it out? Yes, that's what I do. It's a divining rod.
Is it kind of like, yeah, I was going to say divining for water. You're divining for spirits?
Yes. So later on she asks how it's going. I say, okay, how are you? She's fine. See, they want to talk a lot in the beginning. The next day, April 7th, she says, happy first Sunday of the month. I go, LOL, happy first Sunday of the month. What is that?
What is that?
Yeah, really. Is there a meal? Do you go out? What do you do? Happy first Sunday of the month.
I go, she goes, why LOL? I go, because I don't hear a lot of happy first Sunday of the month. It's cute. She laughs.
It's bizarre.
It is bizarre. She goes, I do it every now and then. You know, her English is pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
She goes, you'll get used to it soon.
Oh, okay. That's
what I wrote. I wrote, oh, planning on sticking around for a while?
Yeah, really?
Joe, don't be. Why say it like that? She's a beautiful woman, Joe. Well, be happy for me. So then. That was April 8th. I wrote that. I don't hear from her till April 11th. She says, hi. I go, hi, pretty lady. How goes it? It's going well. She asks how it's going with me. I go, pretty well, thanks. She wishes me happy weekend on April 12th. I go, same to you. You are a very cheerful person. She goes, thanks, taking that as a compliment. This is all very good so far.
Yeah, but I mean, of course she's going to take it as a compliment. It's like, you didn't say you're a heinous bitch, you know?
Yeah, no, I did not. I most
that
certainly...
comes later.
Yeah. She goes, happy weekend. I go, that, and she goes, that's how I meant it, as a compliment. That's what I said. And then she says, thanks. Ask if I have any plans for the weekend. I go, chilling tonight, working tomorrow. What about you? She goes, I go, you never accepted my friend request to follow you. She goes, I thought I did. I go, you got me an Instagram purgatory. And then she does. I go, yay. She goes, am sorry. So this is the first time we're seeing am. No big deal.
Yeah. She's been better, but I mean, you know, even Native American, not Native American, but I mean, like you know, Native English speakers say that sometimes.
Yeah. She goes, nothing fun for this weekend, just here all by myself. She goes, you how it feels to be alone. I think she meant you know how it feels to be alone. And I'm sorry, Lacey, and a sad face. She goes, it's fine. She goes, at least I have you to talk to. I go, aw.
Now, who is lonely? Is she saying she's lonely?
She's lonely.
Asking if you were lonely.
She's lonely.
Okay.
Well, and she assumed that you are, too.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, because that's the whole M.O. on these people. They want to find out if you're lonely. It's like I've been saying with the whole thing, you know, with the prey on lonely people. And if you're lonely by yourself and you find this person to talk to, laying out money is actually worth it to you just to have some companionship.
Sure.
Yeah.
She goes, thanks for always texting back to me. And then she writes, I love you.
Oh, man.
Why, you jealous? Well, you jealous? You should have acted sooner, Pip. What?
It's been 12 minutes. It's time.
No, it's been about 8 days. Because we started talking on the 4th. This is the 12th. It's been a week.
Okay.
It's a whole week. Yes, I'm very jealous because now she's going to get some of that big ghost-busting divining cock.
Listen,
that's what I'm jealous about.
Listen, Pip.
She's not afraid to ask somebody out. She would have done well at the dance.
Well, listen, I like a woman who can admit that she loves me. I wish more of them would. Oh, so there was a couple hearts and a kiss. See? Oh, it's too bright. Never mind.
Oh,
were you able to see it? Okay. Anyway, she goes, hope I'm not being too forward by saying that. I go, nope. Nope. I'm thinking, what took you so long? It's been 8 days.
Crying out while it opened.
People are getting anxious. When were you going to lay on the smooth patter?
Yeah. She goes, I'm sorry that's what I feel. I can't keep it anymore, LOL. And I'm saying this because I'm a kind of person that says whatever I feel. She can't help herself. She loves me. She loves me.
She is bursting with an amour.
You know what? Who can blame her?
Oh, I know.
So I say, well, I certainly don't want you to burst, so say do what you feel. Say and do what you feel. Pip, it's like you've seen this before, but you haven't. Like the words you pick.
I know this is really weird that's the same word.
Yeah. She goes, thanks. I go, you're welcome. She goes, allow me to tell you a little about myself, if you don't mind. Well, now that you love me, we might as well get this out of the way.
Well, yeah, let's get to know each other now.
Sure. I go, okay. She goes, ooh, this is a long one. I've been single for a year and a half, but I'm ready to find the man of my heart. A man with God heart. God heart! I have God heart and Satan's cock. I'm the perfect man. God heart. Satan cock. Pegasus ass. It's quite the combination.
It's got horns on the penis. It's Satan's cock. A lightning bolt on the ball.
A lightning bolt on the balls. It tickles when they go off. She's ready to find the man of my heart, a man with God heart, who knows and understands what true love is all about. A man with understanding who's going to love me because I'm so tired of being alone. I'm a good born Christian. Also, I was born and raised in a Christian home. I was once a choir. A choir, damn it. A whole group of people singing.
Choir.
All by myself.
I want to sing all by myself.
No, I'm a choir. I want to sing with others.
That's ironic. I was once a church organ.
You were some kind of organ, all right.
Yes, he was. And you, where are you really from? What do you do for a living? Do you live alone? Okay.
Wait. Where are you really from, did she say?
Where are you really from? Oh, that's interesting.
So she assumed you're a liar?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I go comedian and Ghostbuster, and I do live alone. Well, there is a ghost, but as far as the living, I am by myself. Time to drop some seeds for a storyline.
Awesome.
Let's see. She goes, cool. It most certainly is. She goes, when you were together with someone, how do you view relationship? What is your favorite color? And what are our goals in a relationship? Our goals? We have squad goals.
What are our goals? Probably about $1,000.
Joe! Why always the negative?
Wait a minute now. She's in love with you. You guys have goals together, and she's asking the big questions like, what's your favorite color?
I wish you would ask. You don't.
You know I don't care.
I know it
hurts. Ironically, it's green.
I go, I haven't been in a relationship in a long time. She goes, nice meeting, and I want to tell you more about myself. My favorite color is blue or red, depending on my mood. I am very relationship-oriented, and I believe life is too short to waste. I am from Alabama, presently down here in Nigeria for a project, and I, lowercase I, will be back as soon as I, lowercase I, am done down here. It's just a 4 to 5 months trip, and I, they're all lowercase I's, you get it. And I hope you are not bothered about me being out here, because I want you to know distance to me is nothing. It's just a test of time, because I am ready to relocate anywhere in the world with that one man of my life, and my goals is to lead peaceful life with the one I love, but unfortunately in Nigeria I can't get a goddamn comma.
You want to know something? There must be a standard scammer handbook, like Scamming for Dummies, and they have like scenarios. How is this like the third scenario that we've heard with these people?
Well, no, they do it. We've talked about, they have a script, they got their go-to, and then I walk in.
Yeah, and it's funny. The one we're currently doing on the Scam the Scammers clips is Jane. Jane's deal is that she's a zoologist, and she's in, I think, Nigeria as well. And it's almost along the same things, you know? It's like they got the same deal. It's almost getting, like, kind of cliche with the stuff that these...
I'll tell them to mix it up for you, Joe.
If you could, please. Thank you.
Joe, did you send clips this week? Joe?
You're always the one that wants them to step up their game.
I said, Joe, did you send clips this week?
I was having tomorrow.
Okay. I just want to know if I didn't get if I missed them. All right. Anyway, moving along. I go, I understand about distance and people being bothered by travel. She goes, so hope you are not bothered with me being down here. So hope you know. Wow, the English has gotten worse now that we've moved into it. She goes, fuck it. English will be the first thing to go in the relationship. Money will be second. Christ. She goes, so hope
she gives up the English and you give up the money.
Sure, it works out well. So hope you not bother with me being down here in Nigeria, and I want you that am seeking a real and honest man for a long-term relationship that I can fleece, that will lead to marriage. So tell me, hope distance is not a barrier to you in a relationship, because distance is not a barrier to me. It's just a matter of time, and it will make our heart grow fonder, because I am ready to relocate anywhere in the world with that one special man who know what true love is all about and have the fear of God in her heart. Distance is just a test of time, and it will make our heart grow fonder till we come close. Yeah, that
hey, you. Boy, oh boy, yeah. What a load of shit.
Really, that was her. The Daffodils of August.
The Daffodils of August would be refreshing right about now.
Of August, Christ.
Well, yeah. Well,
so when I write,
when I wrote that,
and I write, I go, and that man is me.
Shocked.
Little old me just sitting here minding my own business on Instagram because Adams made me go on it.
Don't you blame him.
I blame everybody. I take no responsibility. Anyway. Wow. Anyway, she goes, I believe. I go, wow. She goes, I hate lies, except when I'm telling them. I hate lies.
That's like Baskin Robbins saying they hate ice cream.
Oh, that's fucking great. That's great. 31 flavors of BS.
Yeah, we have 31 flavors. We can't stand a damn one of them.
They all suck. I wouldn't eat this shit.
Yeah.
It's bad for you, too. It'll make you fat. It'll give you triple chins. How do we sell this stuff?
Yeah. We can't stand this cold, hard shit. Why don't you go to Carvel and Scram?
Go to Carvel and Scram. Go to Dairy Queen. Get yourself a hot dog first. What are you doing here? We got nothing for you. At least go next door to Dunkin' Donuts. We're attached. Yeah. She goes, I hate lies. I know how it is when I got hurt, and I never in the past, nor do I hurt someone by cheating, mistreating, or abusing them. My hope and dream is to get married, settle down with that special man, COS. If there is something you want to say, but you think you might be rambling, or it is not important, it is okay. To me, it is important. I've been taught how to be faithful and reliable in a relationship. Taught, that's right. The bitch got smacked around.
Yeah.
She got taught how to be faithful and reliable?
Yes, and I wish you would. Fortunately, I have a lot of free time on my hands, and I'll be offering a class that you can take cyberly, where I teach you to be faithful, Pip.
I didn't go to that school.
No, but you will, and fucking obey a little bit too. That would be nice.
I love it as comics with this whole thing going on. Yeah, we all got plenty of time on our hands. Maybe I'll read a book. Maybe I'll sit on the porch in a rocket chair. Yeah, there's plenty of nothing to do until this is over.
Time to get some Bartles and James.
Yeah, run those Bartles and James.
So I said...
Damn, you always yell at him about old references. Bartles and James, damn.
Well, you know what you can do. So I say, I have not been faithful in my past.
Oh. Okay.
We're creating some narratives here. I'm laying the foundation. See... A lot of people scam scammers, but they just do it for a few minutes or a few hours. I like to create a whole soap opera, so I need to add layers to fake Davin. And this is another layer, like the ghost busting layer.
So you're telling her that you haven't been faithful, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now this is a kind of signal to her that she's got to work quick, because who knows how fickle you are. She's got to try to extract loot out of you. So now she's got to cut all with the romantic horse shit. And get to the point.
Get to the point. The money, man. The money.
Yeah.
She asked me why. I go, and then she goes, what is your turnoff? What are your hopes and dreams in a relationship? Have you been hurt before? And have you hurt someone's feelings too? I'm really serious about you and interested in getting to know you.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fast.
Well, listen.
You know what you should find every time you go to a wedding? The girl in the wedding party, the bridesmaid, always reads that shit passage, what is love? You know, you should have a copy of that handy to read.
Yeah. So I say, when you are a ghostbuster, women tend to throw themselves at you.
Oh, sorry.
What is wrong with you? How dare you? How dare you? I hope the horde pile kills you. Oh, I think it did. You there? Hello?
I meant to get injured.
Oh, that was weird. I thought, like, oh, shit, the pile killed her.
Not yet.
I felt guilty for a second.
And now that you know that it hasn't killed me, it's like, back to being a bastard as usual.
Yeah, you know the show. Anyway.
I know.
So I go, when you're a ghostbuster, women tend to throw themselves at you. I go, you're looked at as a hero. Some of the women are really hot. Some not so much. But sometimes I am weak and given to carnal temptation.
Oh.
I don't think we've had cheating fake Davin before, have we?
No. No. Well, wait a minute. No, that's not true, because... Wasn't fake Davin down the street with the Vassiola sisters?
I might have been. But I don't think I ever gave into it.
You know what? You had the Vassiola sisters. Also, you had the girl coming by for comedy lessons.
Right, but I didn't do anything.
Oh, right.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but she didn't know that.
Of course I didn't really do anything stupid, because they're not real. But even fakely, I didn't do anything.
You can't resist the charms of the Vassiola sisters.
Yeah, but I had Belinda / Agnes / whatever the hell she was.
Nah, I think it was Belinda at that time.
Yes. So she goes, right. I'm very happy to know more about you. Thanks for your quite response. I think she meant quit. I don't know. Sweetie, you seem like you're very down to earth and laid back. Do I? I just told you women throw themselves at me. And that is good. It's good to see you are affectionate and like showing your feelings. I just told you I'm showing my feelings to everyone.
I know.
She goes, I am the same as well. I believe that partners are 100% equal in a relationship, and both should be able to feel they can trust each other 100% at all times. I just told you I cheated. Are you not listening? I feel like I'm not being heard.
You know what? And you should. You should feel like you're not being heard, because you're not being listened to at all. She's just plowing ahead with the script.
She most certainly is. I feel that any man who ever disrespects disrespects a man is not a man at all.
What?
What I am is what I am.
What are you, Popeye? Oh, my God.
I got to stay loyal to you.
She said Pip again. I feel that any man who ever disrespects a man is not a man at all.
Okay.
She goes, can you date online? Can you trust online?
A scammer white knight.
Yes.
Yes.
And I said, I think the better question is, do you think you can handle a man that may engage in the occasional ghost-busting bang?
Wait a minute. Are you going to try to tell him that you cheat on women with ghosts?
We've covered those stories.
Oh, God, okay.
Wasn't it Kesha that said she slept with a ghost?
Yes, right. And there have been others.
Yeah, there have been others.
I like a good poke with a poltergeist.
I like that, Pip.
Thank you.
She goes, of course. She goes, I am affectionate also, and I have no trouble showing it for the right man in public or private. I love to cuddle while watching a good movie. When we're in bed, I like long sensual kiss that builds to feverish passion. I love to hug and kiss my man. Stop coughing, it's getting hot. And kiss my man.
No, that coughing just adds to
Would
it.
Would you just die already, who's ever coughing?
Oh, my God, he sounds like he's wrestling with a Rottweiler.
I hope the Rottweiler wins. I like long sensual kiss that builds the feverish passion. I love to hug and kiss my man at any time and anywhere. It could be a store, a mall, or just on a sidewalk, or maybe while we're getting swabbed.
I'm sorry. While you're getting swabbed. Meanwhile, Joe is coughing up a lung.
Don't worry. Joe has paperwork. That's the sound of a healthy man.
I have paperwork. I most certainly do. I'm clear as a bell.
So does a fucking.
It sounds like you're dying.
So does a pit bull. It doesn't mean I want it in my house. She goes, did you like public intimacy? What is your favorite type of kiss, Mike? What did I wonder what I wrote? Let's see.
Down your throat. Oh!
I go, you are very pretty, so I would not mind public intimacy. Wow. Of course, that won't happen until I get to Nigeria.
Really, it's hard to do that while you're on the internet.
Yeah. She goes, or I come home. I go, true. She goes, true. I'm a bit surprised that you were fine with me having sex with other women.
Yeah. She just skirted right over that.
And she says, and I quote, I love spaghetti with meat sauce.
What?
What did she say?
I love spaghetti with meat sauce.
I like ring ding. What the hell?
Which is something that I've always said when I felt that the conversation was becoming uncomfortable.
What, does she want to go to the Olive Garden? What the hell is she getting at here?
I love spaghetti with meat sauce and salad and garlic bread. I dress casual for work, and when home, I am usually in jeans and a t-shirt. Lately, I've been trying to expand my wardrobe and try new styles. I want man that you can't wait until he comes home from work so I can kiss him and sit down and relax in front of the TV or go out and spend an evening together. No, no, we can't do that anymore.
I like getting Mexican somewhere in Ohio.
No, it was Indiana.
It's like, what switch just went off in your head? That was so Rain Man like.
And then she goes, "You can't change anyone." I go, "True, but promiscuity is often a relationship killer."
And what'd she say to that?
She goes, "I would like us to build more trust and honest with Faith more in this conversation so that we can move forward and plan more better on how to plan and meet each other face to face. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it." The Holy Spirit reminded me of that as it applies to marriage and a mortgage.
Oh, God.
Did you write that?
She wrote that.
All right. Now, here's the deal. Basically, the scammer's M.O. is they always do trust. They're trying to build it up that a trust is a very big thing with them right before they ask for the money. Religion, that goes hand in hand. They do the same thing. I mean, the church does that before they hand out the basket. So basically, she's setting you up. She's going to be hitting you up for dough probably in the next 5 minutes.
Well, I write to her. "I saw the Holy Spirit once. Not what I expected."
Not so much.
Kind of disappointed.
Oh, my God. She goes, "Only God can so meld two hearts together so that only the love he can give may be experienced by both toward each other. When we can totally surrender to his will, even in love, when it's not forced or planned or manipulated, that is when marriage will really honor God. When the union is for his holy glory and not our own, then it will flourish and be the example that God intended to be." Talk about a boner killer.
Oh, my God. I think I just drifted off for a second.
Ugh.
Rolled up like a party horn.
He really did.
Mine too, Joe.
So I write, "I look forward to making you say, oh God."
Good line.
I like spaghetti and meatballs.
She goes, all right, we'll wrap it up real quick here. She goes, "I am spirit-filled believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is the source and strength of my life. The desire of my heart is that I meet and grow to love the man with whom I hope to spend the rest of my life. Trust, loyalty, and respect are a must for eternal happiness. No matter how much you love someone, if you don't have these ingredients, you will never succeed."
If I thought for a moment that this woman wasn't so full of shit, I would actually feel a little guilty about somebody who's, like, going on about their relationship with their Lord and Savior and like, making fun of them. But I know that they all do this.
They all do it no pun intended, but religiously. It's pretty much, in all the scammers that we had, it's pretty much their modus operandi.
Sure. So I write, I go, "You're a spirit?" Because she said she was spirit-filled.
Totally missing the whole point.
And she goes, LOL. She goes, "Yes, I'm filled with the Spirit of God." So I write, "I once encountered a man filled with the spirit of a pillaging Viking. It was pretty scary."
Oh, my God. If she was really legitimately that religious and you were turning her around and making fun of it like that, it would be like, bye.
And that's the funny part, because basically they want money. We're stringing them along. It's like everything we've done with, you know, Dane, with Mavis, with Belinda. You know, like I said, when I was writing all that corny poetry to Mavis, it was like they want money and they're going to sit there and listen to this cow shit that I'm writing.
Yeah, but so are we.
Well, you got to take one for the team still, but what can I tell you?
All right, fair enough. So she gave a laughing emoji. She goes, "What was your reaction then?" I go, "Well, my job was to remove him. He did not want to go. He claimed the house for the Viking god Neandernus."
What?
The Viking god Neandernus.
What?
The Viking god Neandernus.
I never heard of this.
Well, it's not always about you. Stupid.
That's the Viking. That's you named the Viking god?
Neandernoos.
Is that a book? Did you look at a book, or this is out of your imagination?
I don't know if I Googled it or if I just came up with it. I don't remember.
it's either a Viking god or a booker in Minnesota.
Who's got nothing right now, unfortunately. she goes, did you finally remove him? She's in. She's bought in. I go, no, Sally, the family had to move out. We try to get spirits to move on to the next realm peacefully. Neandernoos instead insisted he stay. The spirit was very violent.
The spirit was violent?
He was violent.
He's a Viking.
He's a Viking, yes. She goes, it was indeed a very bad spirit. I go, it's quite harrowing to dodge a flaming axe thrown from another dimension.
What'd she say?
Well, she goes, and I quote, to be in love means being patient, but to be patient, you must trust him or her first. You can never find love through the eye or ear.
wait a minute. So your ear that's about to be sliced off by a flaming axe from beyond?
Yes. So you must trust you must trust the only thing that will never fade until you die, your heart. Love is like trust. When you find your special someone, it is as if you're trusting them with your heart. Trust is what you put in someone's hands. Faith is what you hold on to. Trust is what makes everyone realize that you're always there for them. Didn't I just tell this bitch I cheat?
Yes, you did. And she's completely glossing over any of it. Oh, God. And just going along with the plan book. This is like, like, if she came to the door, wouldn't you slam it in her face?
No, she was hot. No, she's hot. I go, yeah, I could see how you would write that after the flaming axe from another dimension experience.
Thank you.
She goes, and I quote, faith is what makes everyone realize that you're always there to help them in case they need some help. Love makes not everyone, but the only one in your life who is special. Think that you are always there for her, to be with her, to make her realize how much you really love her. Without honesty, love gets unhappy, and without trust, love gets unstable. Love is a wonderful gift. Money, better, but love's a wonderful gift. Trust is in it. Trust in it. Believe in it.
Even Hallmark would say P.U. to that.
The coronavirus says, check, please.
Oh, worst sermon ever.
Believe in it, but the best advice comes from your heart. It never lies. Trust it. All right. That's not really true.
That's trust in her heart.
So I write, cut and paste is a tool that fills hearts with love and heads with puffery.
Nice.
She goes, LOL, thinks laughing. She goes, how do you mean? I go, nothing, just something a woman from the Benin Republic told me once in my travels. Seemed pretty wise, but I never fully understood it. This woman has every option to stop her nonsense and leave me alone.
Yeah, really. I mean, she's just not picking up the signals that you're not taking this on.
No.
Because she's concentrating on the money. She's dialing in on getting that money.
Yeah.
All right. She laughs. I go, do you understand it? She goes, you are crazy. I go, why do you say that? She goes, you're funny. Well, I go, well, I wasn't going for a laugh, but thank you. And she laughs. All right, let's stop there. I think that's a good place to stop. Don't you?
Seems like, if there's like a scene in a movie where somebody is not understanding somebody else, but they really want to make a connection with them, like, hi, you're so crazy.
Yeah, essentially like that. But, you know, also maybe it's the thing that it was like with Belinda, where, you know, out of everybody that she's scamming, Davin is a little bit different and a little bit more entertaining. And maybe she's curious about this whole ghost stuff. But on the other hand, with that being said, she's just laying it on thick with all that standard scammer stuff. I love you. The religious quotes. you know, the cornball love stuff, you know. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
And she's probably, you know, and she's probably just waiting and waiting and waiting on the perfect moment to spring that she's looking for money. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen that, as you'll see in the clips this week. Tomorrow, it's with same thing with Jane. Same with Belinda. Yeah, it's just their modus operandi.
So, all right. So the camera just died. That camera, but not the Facebook Live camera. So we'll get out of here in a few minutes. Do you like this version of Fake Davin?
I do.
I like it. I think it's, you know, I think it's interesting. And I just, and right now we're at the point is when is she going to be asking for the money? When is, and traditionally around now, I would say, oh God, in real time, probably another day.
Mm-hmm.
In reading the passages on the show, probably another, within another 10 minutes.
Okay. Do you like the ghost busting angle?
Ghost busting angle is interesting. Okay. Very, very good. Very totally different slant that you've got on that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, usually you have your thing, but the ghostbusting thing, very, very interesting.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be, like, interesting to see when she'll, like, it gives you an opportunity to get more and more outrageous and to see when she's going to finally say, you know, this guy seems to be kookier than the rest of them.
And I'm also a cheater.
I know,
that's also a new twist. A new twist, which you saying that kind of gives her that she's got to work quick, because basically it's almost like she's met her match. Like she's trying to scam you, but you're a cheater. It's almost like spy versus spy, where there's a time frame that she has to work in to get her money. And hopefully, if you come back, I love you. I really want to be with you. How long is this going to last? And how long is this going to last before I can get some cash out of you? So, yeah, it's a nice dynamic you threw in there.
Thank you. All right.
I also like that it's a really good way to suss out who is a real person and who's just an obvious scammer. I mean, she seems pretty obvious. But also, if this was a real person and she believes in all this fluff that she's throwing at you, then as soon as you throw out that you're a cheater, she'd be, like, so gone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point, Pip, because if this was a genuine person, you know, and you said that, they'd be gone. They'd be gone in a minute. For the simple fact, she's like, oh, yeah, really? Are you? Okay.
No.
That's fine. We'll have trust. We'll build a relationship on trust, will we?
Yeah, will we? I'm a cheater, stupid. Okay, that's all right. Here's a Bible passage about the Lord. I mean,
she asked me about public intimacy. I'm like, yeah, you're good looking. I'm fine with it.
Well, it's, you know, then you get to something uncomfortable. I like spaghetti.
I like Neanderthals.
Really? Yeah, I know. It's like, what are we going to make dinner? We're making dinner plans now, are we? You live in your freaking Nigeria. Is there a Pizza Hut or just a hut by you?
Nice.
All right. Let's wrap this bitch up, shall we?
And drag her off into the basement.
We drag it down to the basement.
Yep.
First of all, we have to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for continuing to support Davin's Den. We love Russ. Thank you, Russ. And, you know, he's a martial artist, a multi black belt. So with the zombie apocalypse upon us, he's probably a good man to know right about now.
Yeah, I'm hiding behind him.
And, you know, we're putting our restaurant sponsors on hold for now. Can't really advertise. It's not really fair for us to advertise and promote them when they can't really show you everything they have to offer right now. So that's why you're not hearing Portobello. We have another new one coming on. So that's why we're not doing those right now. Also, of course, my company. Hey, you want to hire a comic and you have 10 or less people at your house? I'll come by. I got plenty of free time.
Yeah. So do I. I might have a gig Thursday, but we'll see.
Really?
I'm scared. My Sunday show got canceled. I'm technically supposed to be at McGuire's on Thursday, We'll see how that works.
Aren't they closed down? They closed down all bars and nightclubs.
What? I'm
sorry? New York has closed down all bars and nightclubs.
Yeah, well, like I said, we'll see. I don't think the show is going to go, but I have not heard back. And, you know, if the gig is on, you know, to me, the gig is on until the gig is off.
What is it, the Governor's Speakeasy and Lounge?
Yeah, funny. But so with that being said, I don't know about you. I lost my Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I've lost my fucking April, man. We've lost everything. It's all going because everything's closed. I've lost so much work. It's done. It sucks. I'm going to be doing Davin's Den for like every day now. This is a daily program. Pretty soon you fuckers won't have jobs anymore. We can all do it together. It'll be lovely.
And that's the break we've been looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. More time for this. More time.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. So Joe thinks he has a gig. He doesn't have a gig. No, you're not. You can't.
I think I might have a gig. I'm not even posting it. I doubt I have it.
The state shut down all the bars and restaurants. You don't have a gig. They're not calling you back because they're busy with other shit. Like, how do they pay the rent?
He sounds like the little engine that could gig.
What, Pip?
He sounds like the little engine that could gig.
Yeah.
I think I can.
Joe will be out in the parking lot. If nine of you show up and stand 6 feet apart from each other, it's perfectly allowed. Go to the McGuire's parking lot on Thursday. Joe will be very funny.
I'll be right by the McDonald's where there's light. I'll find a truck light.
Sure. You'll enjoy Joe. But only nine of you, because you got to be in groups of 10. Otherwise, it's too much. Stand 6 feet apart. You'll really enjoy Joe. The weather should be nice.
Hey, look, I had a really good idea for where you guys could do gigs. You know, there's going to be all these tent cities where they're doing medical triage for people outside. And, you know, you could just, you know, do a show in front of those.
Yeah, I could, but I'm not
going to. Oh, yeah, I could see next week's show. Davin and I will be at triage tent number 5 at Bergen County Medical.
I got to tell you, the crowds are always very hot. With fever, but hot nonetheless.
See, that's a great preview. We'll see you there, folks. Yeah.
You know, I was about to order new merch because I'm short. I'm short. Of course, I'm short. But besides that, I'm running out of merch of certain sizes. But I'm like, I don't know when I'm working again, so why am I going to order it?
Yeah, I'd wait till the calendar picks up a little bit.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, that's the thing, man. Because then, when they're even the places that are going to rebook us, there's going to be so many people that need to get rebooked. Plus, there's people like, it's just going to be a mess.
Yeah. Well. The July gig in Florida, it'd be nice if we did it, but you don't know what's going to happen.
We haven't bought our Sammy Hagar tickets yet, have we?
Yeah, we don't know whether to do that.
Exactly.
We're trying to fill the dates, but, far out in July, hopefully that gig will stick.
I don't know.
What, are we going to drive to Virginia because we have tickets? As we fall through?
Nobody's touring anymore. There's nothing to do. We're just all on hold.
I have Wynwood tickets in July, and I'm like, the way they're talking, I'm not going to get to see them, and I'm going to be plenty pissed.
Well, I have a casino tour in Nevada and California at the end of May, beginning of June. I'm worried about that.
Yeah, you might be, yeah. And like I said, I mean, our tour is in July, and that's, who knows, you know,
yep.
Hopefully it'll stick.
So.
And I'm supposed to be with Adam at the Hard Rock, in June, right before we go out in the road down at the Hard Rock for about a week. Hopefully that sticks.
Well, you know, that normally at this point in the show, I promote Mr. Helix's gig, but the thing is, I didn't do that this week because of the impending zombie apocalypse. He's not doing his gig every night, so it's like, we're self isolating here, so
wow,
might not be happening this week.
And I hope you guys appreciate. We still did a show. We still did a show for you. And you know what? I'm glad we did a show. It was fun to do a show. It broke up the monotony of the day. I hope you guys enjoyed watching the show for the first time ever and listening. You know, and it's going to be up on Facebook Live and the podcast, and Joe and Pip will remember to share it on their page. Right, kids?
Yeah, I am. Dad.
Okay. I am sharing. We had a bunch of people watching, which I'm thanking right now for watching us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was good. You know, we really have not done very many shows together this year, and I don't know when we'll get to again.
I know.
We
it's actually, a little crazy.
We actually haven't. When we were a full staff, like, I think once or twice.
Once or twice. It's not been a lot between your schedule and Pip's schedule. I'm always here. But I'm consistent.
There.
Oh, it's technicalities, woman. Shut up, you. You slept here one night, too.
I did.
So, yeah, we're going to do this again. We'll do this again next week. I'll put it on Facebook Live, probably. I would say I'm 95% sure I'll Facebook Live it again next week. I'm sorry I didn't really read the stuff. It's not scrolling. I can't see it. So I apologize for that. I'll try to figure out a way to include you guys more. But we'll do this again. And if you guys are bored, all the old podcasts are on davincomedy.com. So, you know, check it out, man. We've done a lot of cool stuff. We've got a lot of scamming scammer stuff. It's all up there. So have fun with it.
Yeah, and for everybody that's and for everybody that was tuning later into the show, we did our scammer thing. We also do cover a lot of current topics, which we did if you weren't for the full show. So check that out. The replay will be up soon too.
Yeah, man, and you guys stay safe. You know, be good. You know, don't fight over toilet paper and stuff. Like I said earlier, if you happen to be like me, who's out of work now, I can't remember. I haven't been out of work since I was like the beginning of my 12th year of being alive. I've worked my whole life, so I got nothing to do now. It's crazy. So if you're like me, got free time, maybe there's something you can volunteer, do, see something in the community, help somebody. You know, obviously you can't be in large groups. Like I said, maybe an animal shelter. Just check in on a neighbor. Try to treat each other well, man. There's no Democrats and Republicans, liberals, conservatives, Jews, Catholics, Muslims, black, white, Asian. It doesn't matter, man. We're all in this together. We all live here together, so just
Yep, we can't get by. We have to get this thing figured out, and then we'll get back to hating each other.
Sure, there's always time to hate, just not today.
Yeah. We always do.
Yeah, but yeah, man, treat each other good, man. You know, and if you're home with your family, listen, it's the beginning of this. You still probably like them, enjoy them. A couple weeks, that won't be the case, but you should enjoy them now.
Or at least try.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, I'm glad we did this. This was fun to do it. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks to our sponsors. Joe, Pip, I'm glad we got to do this. I missed you guys. It's been a while. We'll do it again.
Yeah, I missed you too.
All right.
Hopefully we'll be together all live with each other.
Yeah.
Next week or the week after.
I don't think it's going to be next week, and I doubt it's going to be the week after, but hopefully soon. So with that being said, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.